You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
In Washington, D.C., where history and power converge, stands a mansion known for its grandeur, elegance, and deep-rooted ties to the past. Anderson House, located just steps from DuPont Circle, was once the home of Lars Anderson, a prominent American diplomat, and his wife, Isabel. The house was built during the Gilded Age between 1902 and 1905, a time when the wealth of America's upper class was displayed through opulent architecture and lavish lifestyles. But within the walls of this Beaux-Arts masterpiece, where Washington's elite once gathered for glittering events, there are whispers of something far more mysterious. Whispers of lingering spirits, of footsteps in empty halls, and of figures that vanish into thin air. This is the story of Anderson House, where history and the supernatural seem to intertwine. The Andersons were among the most prominent socialites of their time, and Anderson House became a symbol of their influence and wealth. Lars Anderson, a descendant of one of America's oldest and wealthiest families, had served in diplomatic posts across Europe and Asia, while Isabel Anderson, his wife, was a writer and philanthropist. Together, they envisioned their home as a place where diplomats, politicians, and intellectuals could gather, and no expense was spared in its construction. The mansion, designed in the Beaux-Arts style, boasted grand ballrooms, elegant staircases, and rooms filled with priceless European art and antiques. It was a house built for entertaining, for displaying power and prestige. But the Anderson story, like so many from that era, was not without its tragedies. After years of hosting the capital's most influential figures, the Andersons' lives began to take a darker turn. In 1937, Lars Anderson passed away, leaving Isabel widowed and deeply grief-stricken. She continued to live in the house alone, surrounded by memories of her late husband. Isabel's sorrow was palpable, and those who visited the mansion during her final years often remarked on the heavy, melancholic atmosphere that seemed to pervade every room. When Isabel died in 1948, she left the house to the Society of the Cincinnati, a historical organization that preserves the legacy of the American Revolution. But some say that the Andersons never truly left the house behind. Today, Anderson House serves as the headquarters of the Society of the Cincinnati. But it is not just the living who walk its halls. Over the years, staff members, visitors, and paranormal investigators have reported strange occurrences that seem to defy explanation. The most commonly reported sightings are those of Lars Anderson himself. Guests have described seeing a shadowy figure dressed in period clothing, moving through the grand ballroom and into the study where Lars once spent countless hours. These sightings are often accompanied by the faint smell of tobacco, a scent that was well known to be associated with Lars, who was rarely seen without a cigar. Some have reported doors opening and closing on their own, as if someone unseen is still moving about the mansion. One of the most chilling encounters occurred late one evening when a staff member was locking up the house after an event. As she walked through the ballroom, she heard the unmistakable sound of footsteps behind her. Turning quickly, she expected to find another staff member, but the room was empty. The footsteps continued, growing louder as they approached, until suddenly they stopped. The air in the room seemed to grow colder, and she felt a chill run down her spine. Hurrying to the exit, she glanced over her shoulder one last time and saw a figure standing in the far corner of the room, tall, thin, and dressed in dark formal attire. But before she could react, the figure disappeared, leaving her alone in the silent ballroom. But Lars is not the only spirit believed to linger in Anderson House. Isabel Anderson, who is said to haunt the mansion, her presence felt most strongly in the more private areas of the house, such as the grand staircase and the library. Isabel, who spent much of her time grieving after Lars's death, is often associated with feelings of deep sadness. Several visitors have reported walking up the grand staircase only to feel an overwhelming sense of sorrow, as if the weight of years of grief suddenly pressed upon them. Others have seen a woman in a long, flowing gown standing at the top of the stairs, watching quietly before fading away into the shadows. One visitor, touring the house on a quiet afternoon, described a moment that left her shaken. As she ascended the staircase, she felt a sudden drop in temperature and an inexplicable heaviness in her chest. Pausing to catch her breath, she glanced upward and saw the figure of a woman standing at the top of the stairs. The woman, dressed in a gown from a bygone era, seemed to be staring directly at her, though her face was obscured by the dim light. The visitor quickly looked away, and when she glanced back, the figure was gone. But the cold, heavy feeling remained with her for the rest of the day. In the library, where Isabel spent much of her later years, the atmosphere is said to be particularly charged. Books are known to fall from shelves with no explanation, and lights flicker as if disturbed by an unseen presence. On more than one occasion, staff members have walked into the room to find objects move from their original positions, despite the room being locked and undisturbed. One evening, a historian working late in the library heard the sound of quiet sobbing coming from behind one of the bookcases. Assuming it was another staff member, he called out, but no one answered. As the sobbing grew louder, he approached the source of the sound, only to find the room completely empty. The sobbing stopped as suddenly as it had begun, leaving him standing alone in the dimly lit room. Over the years, paranormal investigators have been drawn to Anderson House, hoping to capture evidence of the ghostly activity that so many have reported. Armed with thermal cameras, EVP recorders, and other equipment, these investigators have documented strange occurrences that seem to suggest the presence of spirits. In one investigation, a team captured an EVP recording of a male voice saying, "This is my home," in what is believed to be the voice of Lars Anderson. The recording was taken in the study where Lars spent much of his time, and the investigators were unable to explain the source of the voice. In another instance, a thermal camera captured the image of a figure standing in front of one of the mansion's large windows. The figure, which appeared to be dressed in formal attire, vanished moments later, leaving no trace. Other investigators have reported sudden drops in temperature, particularly in the ballroom and on the grand staircase. These cold spots, often accompanied by a feeling of being watched, seem to move through the house, as if the spirits are still wandering from room to room. Some have even described seeing objects move on their own. Chairs sliding across the floor, doors closing with no one nearby, and curtains rustling as if disturbed by an unseen hand. Despite the numerous reports of paranormal activity, there are those who remain skeptical of Anderson House's haunted reputation. Some argue that the mansion's age and its long history of tragedy naturally lend themselves to ghost stories. The creaking of old floorboards, the flickering of antique chandeliers, and the occasional draft from the mansion's large windows could easily be mistaken for supernatural occurrences. Others suggest that the emotional weight of the Andersons' tragic lives has left an impression on the house, causing visitors to feel a sense of sadness or unease that has nothing to do with spirits. But for those who have experienced the unexplained within Anderson House's walls, skepticism offers little comfort. The apparitions, the cold spots, the phantom footsteps, these are not mere tricks of the mind. They are a reminder that the past is never far away, that the lives once lived within the mansion's grand rooms have left a mark that cannot easily be erased. Whether it is the restless spirit of Lars Anderson, still overseeing his beloved home, or the grief-stricken presence of Isabel, forever mourning the loss of her husband, something lingers in Anderson House, something that defies explanation. Today, Anderson House remains a beautiful and important part of Washington, D.C.'s cultural landscape. It serves as both a museum and the headquarters for the Society of the Cincinnati, preserving the legacy of the American Revolution and the Anderson family's contributions to American history. But for those who walk its halls, the house is more than just a monument to the past. It is a place where history seems to come alive, where the echoes of the Andersons' lives still resonate, and where the boundary between the living and the dead is not always clear. As the sun sets over DuPont Circle and the shadows lengthen, Anderson House grows quiet. The visitors depart, the doors are locked, and the lights are dimmed. But for those who remain, for those who have heard the footsteps, seen the apparitions, and felt the cold touch of something unseen, the house is never truly empty. In the quiet corners, the darkened hallways, and the forgotten rooms, the past lingers, unseen, but never gone.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.